Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This, you want to know how insane this has gotten, okay?
How this insane has it gotten?
So insane. We are facing $6.20 a gallon gas by August. I'm right on target to hit my $5 a gallon prediction in June. That I've been saying since September, that's where we would be.
Sometimes you hate to be right, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I hate it. And again, the reason I point that out is because if I knew, other people knew too, we had plenty of time to do something about this, but we just didn't, which means it's the plan. This is not an accident. It's the plan. If I knew, they knew. They all knew. So now Biden is running around. He's talking about, well, we're going to have to get some oil from, we're going to have to lift sanctions because of human rights abuses on Venezuela and Iran. We're going to have to buy their oil. Well, why don't we just pump our own? No. That we can't do that. Why? Can I bottom line this? Because this regime, the Biden regime, is actually very comfortable with the way those governments are run. They identify with them. But not with places like Canada. So this is fascinating, what has just happened here. We just had the premier of Alberta yesterday testifying before a Senate committee. The only reason he got to talk was because Joe Manchin chairs it, and he is very pro-energy. You know, being able to afford energy, being able to do things like, you know, drive your car to the store, be able to afford food. They're radical ideas, in other words. And very anti-American ideas to the left. You shouldn't be able to afford food or drive to a store. You don't deserve it. You're American. So they had this guy to testify yesterday. Literally yesterday, as Joe Biden is announcing he is going to beg the worst regimes on earth to let us have some of their oil. And he asked the question to the committee, why not get it from North America? Like, you know, Canada? Why not get it from Canada? Okay, the province of Alberta is run by the Conservative Party in Canada. And he says, I'm proud to say that Alberta is home to the world's third largest proven and provable oil reserves, about 180 billion barrels, one of the world's largest reserves of natural gas, he said. And he asked point blank, why are you begging these hostile regimes for energy?
Very good question.
And he conceded, look, if y'all don't want to drill your own, buy it from us. Why won't they do it? Okay, here's just a few stats, and this is going to drop your jaw, okay? Like just how easy this problem is to solve. If we don't want to drill our own, we could buy theirs. Stupid not to drill our own, but okay. So he says to the committee yesterday, the province of Alberta is the largest source of U.S. energy imports by far. U.S. energy security depends on Alberta. Last year, over 60% of U.S. oil and natural gas imports came from Alberta. In 2021, the United States imported 2.2 billion barrels of crude oil. 1.4 billion barrels of that, 62%, came from Canada, almost all of which was Alberta oil. He said, we got plenty more. We'll send it down. You don't ever have to depend on OPEC again. And he says, look, last year, 13% of U.S. oil imports came from OPEC countries. Only 6% came from Saudi Arabia. He said, so Alberta, Canada supplies U.S. with 10 times more oil than Saudi Arabia, 5 times more than all of OPEC. Same's true for natural gas. He said, so let us supply you. We have plenty. He went on to say, this is from his speech. I got a copy of it. That's why we were so taken aback when President Biden vetoed the Keystone XL pipeline. We were also perplexed, he said, when the administration's response to sky-high gas prices was to plead with OPEC to produce and sell more oil while working to lift sanctions on Iranian and Venezuelan exports, he said. White House officials have reportedly discussed a presidential visit to Saudi Arabia to press for more production of their oil and exports to the U.S. Oil, he says, that's used to buy cluster bombs dropped on Yemeni civilians. He said, look, you don't need the U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet to patrol the Great Lakes. Let us send it to you. Why, he said, won't you let us send it to you? Anyway, Manchin had just gone to visit Alberta. And he said, look, come see it. He said, between current unused capacity in the North American pipeline system, the prospect of pipeline optimization and the scheduled completion of the Trans Mountain pipeline expansion to Canada's Pacific coast in 2023, he said, Alberta will be able to increase our crude exports to the U.S. by several hundred thousand barrels a day over the next couple of years, helping to reduce the prices at the pump. But he said, we need the political will from Washington. He said, with political will from Washington, we could get another pipeline bill that would forever allow the U.S. to be free of imports from hostile regimes like Venezuela, like Iran, like Russia. He said, we could get this done 2 to 3 years, but you won't play ball. Why? I mean, this is astonishing, Lee. Yeah. I don't think it's like I'm just reading from his speech. And he's saying, listen, we have the greenest production on earth. Here's the punchline. Except you guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
America and Canada. Greenest producers on earth, he said, through massive investments in green technology, we've reduced the carbon footprint of the average barrel of Alberta oil by 36% since 2000.
The only conclusion you can come to is they don't want to solve the problem.
No, they don't. And listen to this. Listen to this. He says, we have reduced the carbon footprint of an average barrel of Alberta oil by 36% since 2000 to below the global average for heavy oil. Why is that significant? He says, well, because, again, America and Canada produce it the cleanest. And you're going to go out on the world market and buy the dirty stuff? Why? Lee, we have to accept to understand this. It has nothing to do with energy. It really does. Yeah. This is a strategy to hurt America.
Yeah.
And we are avoiding every conceivable solution that would help.
Well, there's an inconvenient truth for the left and environmentalist. There is absolutely, positively no way to survive or to even exist right now on solely renewable resources. It is not possible. The science does not exist for us. The technology does not exist. The availability of it does not exist right now for us to exclusively rely on renewable sources of energy. It is just simply not possible. So if you want the American economy to continue, if you want to continue to see growth in the economy, if you want to see sustainability in the American economy, there's going to have to be some allowance for carbon-based fuel to be used for now and into the short-term future at the very least. And everything this administration is doing is counter to that inconvenient truth.
And here's the crazy part. What you're saying is true. And Biden agrees with you, Lee, because if he didn't, he wouldn't be courting Venezuela and Iran right now and saying he's going to drop the sanction. Why would you do that when Canada, literally their premier of Alberta, is sitting there in Congress testifying before a committee going, if you don't want to drill your own, let us do it for you.
Why would you not go to one of our greatest allies?
I don't know.
I mean, why is it that we want to go to Venezuela or Iran for sources of energy when these are nations that are from their inception are opposed to our existence and our allies? There is absolutely no way to explain this other than what you're saying,
yeah,
is that they want to ruin America
and the environment, if that's what it takes, because again, they, in addition to us, have the cleanest oil on Earth. It is significantly pollution-wise below the typical average for like heavy oil products on the world market. In other words, you know, you'd think the left would say, okay, if we have to buy oil, which we obviously do, right? Because Joe Biden's out there trying to cut a deal to buy oil from Iran and from Iran and Venezuela, then wouldn't, if you're on the left, go, okay, we got to buy it, which Joe says we do, let's buy the cleanest. No, let's not do that. Let's not get it from Canada.
And this is coming from me, somebody who doesn't necessarily agree with the left on mankind's overall impact on the environment. I believe that there is some. I don't believe it's to the degree that the left is trying to claim that it is, because I think that much of that is simply because they want a socialist style of economy, not a capitalistic economy, and they want control. But still, I'd want to do things as environmentally friendly, as cleanly, as safely as we possibly can afford. And this is a great example of that. It would make sense from an environmental standpoint, from a cost standpoint, to do business with our allies who do it safely, cleanly, and can do it right now, as opposed to going to the enemies of this country.
And, you know, it kind of answers itself, this whole speech that he gave. 1.4 billion barrels of oil, or 62% of our oil, comes from Canada. We get over 60% of our natural gas comes from Canada. And what pipelines is the left targeting?
Let me see.
The ones from Canada.
Yeah.
And they've always got an excuse. Oh, you know, there might be pollution in the lake. Well, no, we've been running it for 60 years underneath that lake. Yeah, but there might be pollution. We got to shut it down. No, you know why they're targeting Canadian pipelines? Because we get most of it. They can get the most bang for their buck in terms of just shutting off our access to energy. This is an economic war on the American people. It's what it is.
Being conducted by Americans.
Being conducted by Americans. Texter writes, and this texter nails it, Tara, the Alberta premier, which is the leader of the state of Alberta in Canada, the Alberta premier is a conservative. That's why Biden won't consider it. No, he'd rather do business with people, like the leaders of Venezuela, who crucify political, I'm not kidding, literally physically crucify political dissidents in their prisons. Because that's the kind of thing Joe's down with. And look, he's told us that. I mean, remember when he stood up for Chairman Xi and said that Xi had to load the Uyghurs onto the cattle cars, take them to concentration camps because he couldn't have disagreement because that's a threat to China. So, I mean, Joe didn't care about any of this. And that's Joe personally, not the people who write his teleprompter. That's Joe personally. He explained that to Anderson Cooper. So this is who he's comfortable with, totalitarian regimes who brutalize their people.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, this is interesting. So what do you do when, I don't know, somebody in your family is stressed out, they're anxious, they're worried, having a bad day? What do you do? Well, you probably give them a hug, right? Maybe a good friend of yours. Well, it turns out if the person is a guy, is a male, I mean, when it's biological men, it doesn't work. Wait, what? New study found hugs don't help men with stress. New study in Germany found that women's stress levels tend to drop significantly when their significant other hugs them. And they actually tested this by checking the stress hormone cortisol in their saliva. So it's not one of these self-reported things, right? They tested it by checking the stress hormone cortisol in their saliva before and after they were hugged. It made a huge difference. So if your wife is upset, give her a hug. Oh, come here, honey. You need a hug. But what about for a guy? What happened when men received a hug from their partner? It didn't help. Their stress level basically stayed the same, the study showed, but it's not clear why. This is very strange. This is another one of these indicators that men, I know this is radical, okay, but you're seeing this in the study. Men and women are different. They're chemically different. They react differently to stress. Weird, huh? You want me to explain? Do I have to explain this? Why is it that you hug a woman when she's stressed and her cortisol level, her stress hormone comes way down, but when you hug a man, it has no effect? Why is that? You know why? Because it, for all of human history, it was the man's job to go fix the problem. Why was it the man's job? Because he was physically stronger and more likely to be able to tackle whatever was causing the problem, whether it was another person or it was a job that needed to be done. Men are task-oriented, I have learned this. So women can sit around, we can hug each other and hold each other's hands, and pat each other on the cheek and crying will feel much better. Not a man. Man's got to go out and do something. He's got to get it done. He does. Men are programmed this way. It's actually one of the things I love about men. They're like this from the time they're little. I didn't understand they still had sons. Men are programmed to do. That's how a man fixes stuff. He doesn't sit around and hold your hand. Well, he might now after large doses of soy. But in the real world, no. He gets up and goes to solve the fight, tries to fight, to solve it. And if you will not let him solve it or take action, I guarantee you, I could cortisol stress him. His stress will go through the roof. Texter writes, men need beer to de-stress. Yes. Another texter writes, playing the piano helps men with stress. Oh, I bet it does. Texter writes, Tara, guys need to play the piano. I know. So I knew that would come in all over the text line. Now, folks, this is the biological reality. Somebody had to go take care of the stuff, and somebody had to take care of the kids while he was taking care of the stuff. So he does. Now, this is interesting, this text. This is the second flip side. A texter writes, see, I'm going to get in so much trouble for this because this is pure biology. I mean, this is real science. You're not even allowed to do science in our country anymore, much less talk about it. Texter writes, women feel safe in men's arms. It causes the stress to go down. Yeah, it does. And that is a biological reality. They actually documented it. Texter writes, oh, one of my favorite Ayn Rand quotes. You can avoid reality, but you can't avoid the consequences of avoiding reality. Yep, one of my favorite by her. Texter writes, yeah, see, okay, wait, yep, this is, here we go. Texter writes, I'm sure this is sexist. No, it's not sexist. If it is reality, it's not sexist. If it is biological, get that out of your head. If it's biological reality, don't apologize for it. Okay, Texter writes, I'm sure this is sexist, but I feel getting a hug from my spouse adds to the stress of the problem because I need to fix it. Yeah, I know. She's got you sitting there hugging you, and you're like, you can't get to solve the problem. You want to make a man exasperated? I've learned this from studying men. I've learned so much from having sons. I really have. You want to exasperate a man and get him mad and huffing and puffing? Tell him you have a problem. Or worse, cry. Okay, that's going to trigger like every basic instinct he has. Woman starts crying. This makes men crazy because it puts them in overdrive. They got to solve the problem. They got to do it now. You know, because like, okay, wait, you know what? When the saber tooth was tracing down his family, the woman was crying. That was a sign. He had to do something. He had to kill the saber tooth. He had to get out there and get the saber tooth because she wasn't going to kill the saber tooth. She didn't have the strength to do it. God, this is so obvious. So yeah, when she wants to hug, he's hugging her, but he's twitching the whole time because he wants to go solve the problem. It makes him nuts. He's programmed that way. Just let him do it. Sometimes, you know what? If you don't actually have a solution, just give him a task. It'll make that go away for him. Texter writes here, thank you for speaking the truth. It is the same thing the apostles did. Well, I wouldn't compare myself to them. I've just studied men all my life because I'm a big fan. I like to know how they work. And I'm here to tell you, they do not work the way we do. Texter writes, my hubby and I have a traditional relationship. I cook and clean. He fixes stuff because I am not about doing my own oil changes. I have not changed my own. Not what, I've changed my oil one time, I think, since I got engaged. And my husband will not allow me to be seen in the backyard pushing the lawnmower because that is a man job. And it would reflect negatively on him. So he does it. Yeah, no. So, but, you know, we share other tasks. We share a lot of other tasks. It's not that. But it's just... Texter, see, here we go for men. This is so true. Hugs actually make my stress worse. Fact. I bet it does.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, warning, the violence is coming. Yeah, this is going to be a summer of love. It's going to be a summer of rage. They've already given it a name. Isn't that exciting? Can you imagine if our political leaders on our side announced a summer of rage? We've never done a thing like that. We never even came close, not even on January 6th. We didn't burn anything down. Didn't kill anybody. They bagged 20. And over 20 people died in their violence. So can you imagine if our side said, you know, we're planning a summer of rage. We're very angry about what the left is doing to this country. Oh, the FBI crackdown would be immediate, the condemnation universal. But, you know, it's the left, so it's all good. Okay, let me just explain what they're doing here, okay? And essentially it comes down to they're mocking you. They're mocking me. They're mocking Americans. The Department of Homeland Security warned of increased violence from pro-abortion extremists before and after the Supreme Court releases an official ruling that could potentially overturn Roe v. Wade. Okay. Now, what is going on with all of this? What is happening here? This document, this memo, it leaked. It leaked. They're not putting this out. It leaked. That's how we got it. Then they commented on it once it was out. This is the second time this has happened. Do you remember the other document that leaked from the Department of Homeland Security during the Summer of Love? In which internally, you know, because they have analysts preparing these memos, internally, they were acknowledging that not only was Antifa real and violent, that it was organized across state lines. What does that mean? It's a terrorist group. You organize across state lines? Classic terrorist group. Exactly who the Department of Justice was created to go after. Yet they never did. They never did. So what does this mean? Externally, the Department of Injustice and Democrat Party leadership and the media that listens to them is walking around talking about dangerous white supremacists for the last, what, year, two? It's been 2 years now. Biggest threat to the United States of America. But internally, in their own memos, they never expect to see the light of day. They acknowledge another reality. It's them. They're the violent ones. And yeah, I would include the Buffalo shooter in this. He would say it, absolute left winger, hardcore. Read his manifesto. No doubt about it. I mean, he spelled it out every way he could. He is a eco-fascist. He is a socialist. He is not one of us. He's part of an increasingly anti-Semitic left. They're all over Twitter. There are so many of them. They're male. They're young. They're black and white. And in this new iteration of a very old ideology that led to World War II, race isn't as big of a deal as anti-Semitism is. And they are hardcore leftists. Absolute. So they're Nazis. Is what they are. They're clad the Nazis. They're modern day Nazis. I'm telling you this, and I've been saying this for a year, if you listen to me, this ideology is on the rise on the left, and they know it. They're street thugs, is what they are. I think George Soros brought them back because he remembered them. He was a part of that party. And when he had a chance to apply, he's the main fundraiser for the Democrats. When he was a part of it, he was an active Nazi, and yes, he's Jewish too. That doesn't mean anything. Plenty of Jewish Nazis, partially Jewish Nazis. He was given a chance on 60 Minutes. Do you want to take it back? Do you regret it? Do you want to say you regret it? He wouldn't. He refused. I played the audio for you. He remembers what street thugs could accomplish, and he is funding them. Not directly, no. But they're all over the place. So now you got the Department of Homeland Security warning, increased political violence, who, from the left? They saying that? No. They did have to acknowledge this memo as theirs and comment on it, so we have a little bit of it. But no, they're saying the opposite when they know damn well what is coming. Now, let's put this together, okay? Let's put this together. It has been now 2 weeks since that Supreme Court ruling leaked. 2 weeks in which the attorney generals of Maine and Virginia have begged the Department of Homeland Security to prosecute these federal lawbreakers in front of Supreme Court justices' homes. Supreme Court justices, some of whom had to go into hiding. That is not a free country. Now, when the courts in the highest court of land have to hide themselves and their families, that is not a free country. That is a banana republic. And so you had Jason Meares, you had the governors of Maine and Virginia, the attorney generals of Maine and Virginia, begging the federal government to prosecute these people, begging the federal government to stop it, because they can't. It's federal law. They can't prosecute it. They won't. And the whole time in their internal memos, the Department of Homeland Security has known that violence was coming. The DHS memo warned of increasing violence from pro-abortion extremists, including threats to murder justices. Think about that. Quote, murder justices, unquote, from the DHS report. That's what they know is out there. Now, put that together with their actions. They know that Justice, at least Alito, we know, had to go into hiding. They know these people are breaking the law in front of their homes. They know they're getting increasingly violent and breaking and blocking the streets. And what do they do? Nothing. They do nothing. even with the attorneys general and the governors of two states begging them, protect our Supreme Court justices. And they know it's going this way. They know violence is coming. And they do nothing. And what they could do is clear. Got a federal statute. Cannot pick in front of the House. Can't do it. No can do. Prosecute him. You know, like you did with the January 6th folks. Prosecute him. Nope, won't do it. So after this embarrassing revelation, the head of our Department of Injustice was forced yesterday to come out and make a tepid statement about, oh, please don't do violence. Ha ha, wink, wink, ha ha. He didn't mean it. If he meant it, federal law enforcement would be out in front of the Supreme Court justices' houses, and they would have already filed the charges. Folks, these people are on film giving statements as they protest in violation of law in front of these houses. The justices are in hiding and not one charge yet. And they know murder is on the table. They know violence is on the table from their own. Their words, not mine. Tells you everything you need to know, doesn't it? Clarence Thomas is right. He was right. Our institutions are crumbling. They are breaking and they are crumbling. That just blows my mind. That memo that leaked from the Department of Homeland Security dated May 13th. So the whole time, yeah, I was right. The whole time they're fanning out to warn about dangerous right-wing violence. The whole time Joe Biden's giving speeches, this is the most dangerous time in our democracy. Well, it's not a democracy. And blaming right-wingers the whole time, their internal intelligence, the Department of Homeland Security says the opposite to them. It's them who are getting ready to be violent. What do they read these reports internally, the ones that don't leak, and go, oh, wow, our side's about to go off the chain again like Antifa did. About to have another summer of love, except this time we'll call it a summer of rage. And then literally they take it and turn it around and, as Lee always says, what, accuse us of what's in their own intelligence reports? The report only vaguely mentions right-wingers. The rest of it, it's violent anti-abortion leftists. And yet they came out, think about this, and told us the opposite. They lie. I mean, that's all our intelligence agencies do. They lie. They lie endlessly and on a loop. So now you got Rand Paul. And poor Rand Paul, man. Rand Paul has been nearly killed, beaten every which way to Sunday. He reminds us of that on Fox News just now, not too long ago, about what leftist violence looks like. Now, keep in mind, as you hear him describe the 100 people that literally tried to beat him in the streets of D.C., the officer who helped to defend him with a chair. They were fighting the mob off with a chair. They put the leftists on the streets, put that officer in the hospital. And Rand Paul said, look, you got all these people on video to the Department of Injustice. You got all these people on video just like you did on January 6th. Why don't you prosecute them? No, it's okay if they beat senators in the street. As long as they're Republicans, it's all good. This is Rand Paul right now on how very afraid he is that Supreme Court justices have had to go into hiding and our own government knows their own left-wing loons are about to terrorize them, potentially murdering them. That's in the memo. And they've taken no action whatsoever. Even though these people continue to break the law in front of Supreme Court justices' houses day in and day out.
Well, you know, as someone who has experienced a lot of it, I was mobbed with my wife by over 100 people in D.C. I had 6 ribs broken in a politically motivated, cowardly attack from behind. I was with Steve Scalise on the ball field when he was shot. So, yes, I've been there. And I've seen political violence up close. And this is why it's not just a breach of decorum that they leaked this Roe decision early. This is really about somebody instigating and trying to foment violence. And I'm very concerned about our Supreme Court justices. And I think it's important for people to know, look, I'm as stalwart a defender of the First Amendment as anyone, but disorderly conduct is not protected by the First Amendment. You have no right to chant and keep people awake all night in a neighborhood. I think you're invading their privacy. You're invading their private property. Even if you stand on the sidewalk, you do not have a right to keep people awake
all night.
Yeah, you're
breaking the law.
You should be arrested for disorderly conduct.
It's illegal.
And it was a huge error, whoever did this. And whatever clerk did this or whatever person at the Supreme Court did this, not only should they be fired, I think they should be prosecuted and they should be barred from practicing law. This is a serious offense.
Hey, Senator, what do you think? T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.